Pipestone Holdings veterinarian Gordon Spronk is back in the U.S. following a trip to China in late March. Spronk says China is trying to improve biosecurity via transport systems and anything else they can do to stop the movement. It's having a big impact in the country.
Purchasing their own trucks, truck washes, truck drying systems, transfer chutes, everything they can do to stop the movement of the virus. Many of the top 20 companies now are doing their quarterly reports, and many are reporting either financial losses or they're reporting actually year-over-year increased quarterly sales due to the reason that they pulled pigs ahead and marketed them rather than have the mortalities go up due to the virus.
Getting back into the U.S. requires the standard customs and border protection process. There are also more beagle teams added to help detect pork products, more signage, and the National Pork Producers Council is requesting more funding for agricultural specialists at the borders. Spronk says overall awareness on African swine fever is improving.
Well, there's a wide variety of the level of knowledge. Some people, even on the Hill now, in our visits with legislators and members of Congress and senators, some have good knowledge and background information of African swine fever, and some the knowledge, they clearly have a response, gosh, I didn't know that.
Local hog producers are also very aware of the virus. Minnesota Pork Producers Association CEO David Preisler says there is heightened biosecurity on farm and in feed mills. Trainings continue across the region.
You know, I think you can never get to a risk of zero, but you can certainly manage risk.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.